Hi there. It is week 44 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages, and I recently read something that I want to share with you. It says, I read once that a difference between an extrovert and an introvert isn't how you act in a group setting. It's whether or not those group settings give you fuel or drain you. An introvert can outwardly appear to others to be an extrovert and vice versa. But it all comes down to how those interactions influence you internally. Well, I feel like someone just kind of summed me up in a nutshell. Because if you come to my home and you're around me, you would probably think that I'm a very extroverted person if you're someone who's with my family and with friends that I feel comfortable being around. However, I can also be in my home and you can bring someone into the house, you can bring someone into that energy or into that environment, and that shift everything and me completely become an introvert instead of an extrovert. So I can be very extroverted, but then you bring someone in and then I can become very introverted in the same space and in the same place. So to me, it just feels like, you know, we label ourselves as being these types of people, but it depends on who we're with and how we feel and how we connect and how we jive with people around us. Also, I want to take that one step further. When you're privately with someone, you may respond to their energy that it feels amazing and it fits and it connects with you and it brings you joy. But then you may take that person into another environment with other people and that's not their experience. I think we're like magnets. I think the magnets move together at the frequency and the energy and the vibration that we are moving together. Oftentimes we want to label people. Oh, she's such a bitch. Oh, he's such an asshole. But does that mean that they truly are that way? Or are they just rubbing us the wrong way because we're not vibrationally moving in the same frequency as they are? And by the way, I want to share one more thing with you. Your triggers are your teachers. I love that. So don't refuse them. Don't push against them. Don't get angry with them. Don't shame them. Don't melt down when you have them. If something's triggering you, it's teaching you. And I don't know about you, but I'm here to learn. And so I'm all about learning. I'm all about growing. And I'm all about accepting. Have a great day, and I'll chat with you soon.